This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are, as you might imagine, with a problem as complicated as climate change is, a whole lot of ways to deal with a warming planet. There are technological possibilities. Changes in human behavior are nothing but essential. And nature itself presents some solutions, too. Wetlands, those squishy bits between lakes and oceans filled with nests and birds and alligators and more, can offer some flood protection as sea levels rise. But all across the country, marshes have been drained or even paved over to build homes and cities. Restoration is happening, gradually, but not without fights over money and development plans, including here in California, south of San Francisco, in the small town of Newark. Ezra David Romero paid a visit.
Right on the southern edge of San Francisco Bay is the city of Newark, home to 50,000 people. It's like most parts of the region, dealing with dueling expensive crises, housing and climate change. In the city are two patches of land where developers want to build more than 600 homes for middle-income earners. Reminder, the median home price here is $1.2 million. One of the lots is mostly empty, and the other is a pick-and-pull auto yard.
We're heading to this place called Pick-and-Pull. Right on the marshlands. It's been there since I moved here for the last 15 years.
Longtime Newark resident Taran Singh calls this the most at-risk part of Newark. Instead of homes here, Singh would rather see this area restored to its natural habitat so it can soak up rising seas.
The bay is going to push more water to the shore, and that would mean these houses that are built on the edge of the bay are going to get flooded.
Scientists project seas could rise by at least a foot by 2050 and over 3 feet by 2100. That alarms Singh because he wants this area to be here for his 11-year-old son when he grows up.
I want him to enjoy the environment we have, but also when I'm no longer here, I want him to remember that I stood up for something that I valued.
Next year, the city could move to restore this area instead of building hundreds of American Dream-style houses with big yards. If that happened, the land would become part of the less than 15% of wetlands remaining in the Bay Area. During a king tide last year, water reached the property's southern edge. Eric Boucher is an attorney with the environmental watchdog group SF Baykeeper.
In 2050, when everything is significantly higher than it is now, the sea level rise, those areas are going to be inundated most of the time.
Restoring this land could be a climate solution to protect the region from surging seas. San Jose State Environmental Studies professor Lynn Trulio says it could help save the region millions of dollars by not having to build seawalls or levees to keep water out.
There is not enough dirt to protect the entire Bay Area from sea level rise when it really starts cranking, you know, to build giant levees. Here's a place where we wouldn't have to do that and has this topography that really allows the marsh to move in.
These potential developments are at the heart of California's economy, housing, and preparing for climate change. It's something the Newark developers are taking into consideration by planning to raise the homes by 14 feet. Evan Knapp is with Integral Communities, one of the two companies seeking to develop the area.
We've tried mightily to make sure that we find the commonality that we have between environmental and development. I think this is one of those sites where if you start checking the boxes, it's an overwhelming positive for the city of community.
The issue of homes versus wetlands isn't unique to Newark. Developers around the country want to appease people's desire for beachfront living. But for Taran Singh, building hundreds of homes on the shore only ensures calamity.
To me, this land means something more than just a piece of land. Right? It means to me that we care for the world, right? As human beings, it is not just that this is a place where, you know, we should just build.
Within 6 months, the Newark City Council will weigh in on the area's future. And cities and developers across the state are paying close attention to what happens in Newark, because the outcome could foreshadow what California values as the shoreline rises. In Newark, California, I'm Ezra David Romero for Marketplace.